I told you we'd still be here Sunday morning. It's Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston here. During the holiday season, you got New Year's Eve coming up. But after New Year's Eve, the best show in all the land, as far as Denver is concerned, is the National Western Stock Show. Gosh, I love that stock show. And joining me, as he does every year, gosh, it's Paul Andrews, who's the CEO and the big wig over there at the stock show. Paul, you and I have been talking about this for a long, long time, haven't we?
We sure have. We were both stock show fans from the day we were born, Murphy.
I think so. And as soon as I moved out here to Denver, that was in 1986, so I've been here for a while. I've not missed the stock show, and I won't miss this stock show, which is coming up here pretty quick, and we're excited. Talk about it. When do we start? Let's get her going.
Yep, January 6th is with the official start of the National Western Stock Show with a whole bunch of rodeos that day. That's Colorado versus the World Day in the rodeo side, where the champions of Colorado rodeos face off against champions of the world. That'll be a great competition. We also have a ranch rodeo that night. But as you know, we often call the kickoff of stock show the parade. And the parade is Thursday the 4th, high noon, downtown Denver, right at Union Station. We'll take off and head up 17th Street. So it's just very, very near right now to the 118th National Western Stock Show.
What did it start, 1906? Am I right about that, Paul?
That is right. 1906, we started. We showed 351 animals that year, and this year we're going to show about 15,000 head of animals. So, big difference between 1906.
And the parade. Let's back up about the parade. You got to talk about the parade. If nobody has seen this, you take your kids out of school, they should be right back. But so what? Tell them what they're going to see happening in downtown Denver that you don't see every day on the 17th Street.
Yeah, you'll never see a parade where the leaders of the parade are longhorn steers. So the longhorns always lead us through 17th Street there all the way south, and it is an unbelievable sight to see, to watch those longhorns in the middle of the street and leading us down. And you'll see, hitches with draft horses. You're going to see a stagecoach that is second to none. We also have a tremendous, tremendous person this year as our parade grand marshal, a legendary Bronco linebacker, Randy Gratishar.
Good choice.
Yeah, Randy's just a tremendous person and obviously a Hall of Fame type player, in my opinion. And we just can't wait to honor him this year also.
Well, you talk about Denver Broncos, you talk about Randy. There's no doubt about it. And Hall of Famer, I agree with you, Paul, for sure. That's the way it is. But I'll tell you, I've been in a lot of parades in this town, mainly the Parade of Lights, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day Parade. But the Stock Show Parade, and to see those longhorns coming down the street. But the best part is, Paul, looking at the face of the kids, looking at the longhorns.
Yeah, and I tell you what, because the kids are still out of school, a lot of times stock show starts later in January. This year we're as early as we'll ever start, and the kids are still not back in school, so I think we're going to have an all-time record of number of kids, especially elementary school kids that are out lining the parade route on 17th.
Yeah, and I was looking ahead at the weather a little bit. It's going to be perfect for the parade because sometimes it's going to be very cold or very snowy, and I don't think we're going to have either one of those come parade day. That's good news.
Boy, my fingers are crossed. I've been watching that for the last few days, and it, knock on wood, it does look like a pretty good day. And it's just a fun day to have the parade. It lasts about 45 minutes. We got about 60 entries in the parade this year, and you're going to see a lot of things that you probably haven't seen before.
That's a good part. And then it all begins. Here goes the stock show. And let's talk about that, Paul. A lot of the same things that we love, the traditional shows and the rodeos. Give me an idea. What's coming in this year that's we can expect, and what's coming in that's new?
You bet. So obviously the rodeos, we have 29 rodeo performances starting January 6th for the 16 days that we go until the 21st. So 29 rodeos, always have three on Saturdays. We have a couple on Sundays. And then every night of the week and even some of the weekdays we have rodeos. So be sure and check the rodeo schedule. This is the best rodeo in America, and you'll never see a crowd with more energy than Denver, Colorado. Then we have PBR bull riding, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. So all the guys will be here riding bulls, and you know, the Mexican extravaganza, the rodeo extravaganza on January 7th. That is another big hit, and freestyle reining is that day too for the horse show enthusiasts. So we have 13 horse shows over the stock show run. We've got extreme dogs for people if you just want to see a dog show. We've got a Wild West show for the young kids. And obviously on MLK Day, we honor the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King at the MLK Rodeo. So there's really something for everyone during the 16 days of stock show, and everybody can get our schedule at nationalwestern.com.
Pretty easy. In fact, I just looked at it this morning. It's easy to find, easy to follow. Get your tickets early, though, which I would advise, huh, Paul?
Yeah, it's always it is always advisable to get your tickets as quick as possible, and you can just print them at home, or you can have them on your phone now. We've upgraded our technology
all
a
right.
bit. We're stepping into the year 2000 now. It's all fun.
Well, and I got to tell you, when you watch those boys ride the bulls, that's one of my favorites. I think it's probably almost everybody's favorite. You talk about athletes, Bronco players, hockey players. These guys are athletes, are they not?
They are tremendous athletes, and they're also athletes that are not being promised they're going to get paid anything when they're out there competing. They pay to compete. And there's a pot of money they can win, but you got to win. So that's quite a bit different than the professional athletes of today that are under contracts and those sort of things. These athletes have to win and place in order to get paid, and that's a bit different.
And it's very, very competitive. And, Paul, I don't know if I'm like what everybody else does, but every year, in fact, I just did this. I've gone through and said, I have never seen that before. I'm going to see it this year. I've never seen that. But one thing I caught last year, and I'm going to see again because I was amazed at how cool it was, Olympic-style horse jumping.
Yes, we have lots of jumping events here. We've got the Grand Prix, which is kind of the end of MLK weekend on the 15th. We also have the Gambler's Choice, which is the 12th. So there is Olympic-style jumping, and I'll tell you, it is second to none as far as excitement in the arena to watch these riders kind of gamble on those last few jumps to make sure they get enough points to try to move on. So that's a great point that not a lot of people know about some of our horse events.
Well, absolutely. And like I say, the Olympic style horse racing or jumping, if you've ever seen the Summer Olympics, that's where they do that. They do it at the Olympics. So these people that you see could be Olympians, right?
You bet. In fact, last year we had a one or two Olympians, and I think that I haven't checked the entries, all of them this year, but I do believe we always get one or two Olympians, and it's always exciting to see the competition because some of the best in the world come to compete at those horse jumping events.
And, of course, there's got to be the mutton busting, buddy. You got to watch that.
I'll tell you what, this year we set an all-time record for number of people that entered our lottery for the mutton busting spots. So we have 300 mutton busting spots available. And we had 1,200 entries for those 300 spots.
How do you
so
pick?
It was,
How do
it
you
was
do
the
that?
Most entries we've ever seen. Now, the great news is at Rodeo All-Star, which is a little bit later in the year, we are going to host the World Championships of Mutton Busting. And those ones that got rejected, we'll encourage them to try again because we'll host those at Rodeo All-Star in October.
No, I'll go back to my question there. Do you pick them, Paul? Who picks?
No, we just have a computer system that randomly generates the names out of the lottery, and then we contact those parents that won and get them a rodeo that we can pick. We usually run about 10, maybe 12 kids every rodeo, so that's why the number of spots are limited.
Well, and tell those parents that are listening that maybe are getting in for the first time, what can their youngster expect?
They can expect a lot of fun.
Yes.
We encourage you to maybe put your youngster on the back of maybe a Labrador if you've got an animal that big, if your dog's that big, and let them run around the yard a little bit. It'll be similar to that. But it's always interesting to see how those kids, once they get on top of that sheep and head on down into the arena, how their balance is. It's all about balance, Murphy.
Yeah, you got to hang on tight because those sheep are bigger sometimes than the kids. Well, they are bigger than the kids.
Yeah, they're always 300 to 400 pounds, and the kids can't be over 55 pounds because, you know, we don't want to cause any injury to any of these animals. As you know, we
Right.
pride ourselves on that. And so So anyway, it's a great thing to maybe have your son or daughter try on the dog if the dog's a big dog. If not, let them jump on your back and run around a little bit and see how they do out there.
Oh, don't give my kids any idea. They're in their 40s now. I'd be killed. That's a good thing. And there's no losers. They get trophies bigger than themselves, the trophies you guys give them after doing the mutton busting.
Yeah, they are gigantic trophies, and that's always a memory for these youngsters that they'll never forget.
I'll tell you, though, and I now have taken my grandkids, Paul, like second generation in the Houston household, and you know one of the first places they want to go when I get them over there is the barns. Take me into the barns, because they're all city slickers, you know, and they want to see what these people are bringing in from all over the country.
You bet. So we, for the first time in my 13 years as president, I'm heading into my 14th, we will have all 50 states on site this year. And, you know, from every corner of the United States, and obviously Canada's bringing a whole bunch of animals. We've got Mexico bringing animals in. So, but to have all 50 states on site, you are going to see the best animals in the world right here. We are the Super Bowl of livestock shows. So you will see 30 different species on site in our barns and in our yards. It is unlike anything else in America. In fact, I would suggest it's like anything else in the world. You're going to see the world's best right here in Denver every year.
Absolutely. And when you go down in those barns and you get close to the animals, and it's such a family affair, mom and dad, the kids are there during the run of the stock show, and they're cleaning those animals up. They're so proud they've raised them. And then they go out and they're looked at and they win. And it's like the Super Bowl. Like you just said, Paul, it's the Super Bowl of stock shows, isn't it?
It certainly is. It is the most prestigious livestock show in the world. You win here, and your ranch is on the map, and buyers from all over the world want to buy from you for your genetics in your herd. It is unlike anything else that you'll see in the world when you win the National Western Stock Show.
And every year you go, everything is different. Not everything, but you see a lot of good things. We're talking with Paul Andrews, president and CEO of the Stock Show. And what about food? You know me and food, Paul. Anything new I should be looking for when I get out there besides the giant turkey legs?
You know what? We have revamped the menu in most of our restaurants this year. So I think you'll see a whole bunch of different food offerings in our restaurants across the site. We have three or four restaurants that you can go to. But remember, we are known for the best steak in town during our 16 days in January.
Do tell.
I assure you, our concessionaire, the SSA Group, which started here as KM Concessions over 50 years ago, they make steak, guys. This is the best steak you're going to find during our 16 days in January. So I highly recommend a steak on the plate when you get to Stock Show.
Well, how could they dare not have the best steak with all the beef people in town? Can you imagine that problem?
No, you're exactly right. And for the first time also, they're trying some specialty craft cocktails out here. We got a Rope and Rita that I think is going to go very, very well. I think it'll be very popular to pair with that steak.
Yeah. So what are your favorite events, Paul, after all these years of running the show?
Well, I'll tell you, I love so much about this show. My favorite thing about the show is to watch people coming through the front door with their families and the smiles on the kids' faces, and mom and dad are excited, and the things that they get to learn here, both education-wise on where their food comes from, as well as celebrating and honoring our Western heritage. That's my favorite thing about the National Western Stock Show. As far as events, I love the rodeos. I love our horse shows. Reining, freestyle reining on the first Sunday of Stock Show is an amazing, amazing event. I love the trade show. There's 800 trade show booth spaces here, and you can get anything.
Anything. That's true. Anything.
Just about anything Western, and then obviously the Super Bowl livestock shows, Murphy. It's hard for me to pare down to just one or two things.
Yeah, I know.
I love a lot of that.
Such a great tradition. And you're a tradition, too. Paul Andrews, president and CEO of the National Western Stock Show. Give us the place to go to get those tickets, Paul, before I let you go.
Just go to nationalwestern.com. It has all your ticket information, all the schedule information. You can order right off the website.
I'll see you out there, my friend.
Sounds good, Murphy. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, every year, I look forward to it. And thank you guys for listening. Mile High Magazine, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Happy New Year to you.